Preview Report is brought to you by New Era.
Welcome back to Giants.com, and it's time for the Preview Report. I'm John Schmelk. We'll be joined by Paul Dottino in just a minute. The Giants and Broncos, the home opener at MetLife Stadium on Sunday afternoon at 4:25, as the Giants honor Bill Parcells and their living Hall of Famers. It should be a very special day, but also a very important game for Big Blue. They're trying to avoid going 0-2, and it's not going to be easy. The Broncos are ready to go, one of the best teams in football, led by Peyton Manning. The Giants have a number of injuries that they are concerned about. Three guys are out for this game: David Deal, Adrian Robinson. No surprise there. Dan Connor was the news this week. He was placed on IR after suffering stingers in the neck for two straight weeks. I mean, Mark Herzlich will get the starter at Mike in that 4-3 base defense. Prince Ubukamara did practice on Friday. He's expected to play with that concussion. Antro Roll sat out practice on Friday. He's also questionable. They do expect him to play as well. Darrell Scott, probable. He suffered that knee injury during the week. And Demontre Moore, he is questionable, still trying to get back from that shoulder injury. The good news is David Boss, who missed the last regular season game and the last couple of preseason games with a knee injury, he is also probable. He is expected to play at center. That means Kevin Booth moves back over to left guard. Now it's time to break down the game. And to do it, we're joined by Paul Dottino, beat reporter for WFN, of course a contributor to all things New York Giants media. Paul, are you ready to go?
Well, you know what, John? If you're not ready to go, you got some problems, because the Giants are 0-1 and they're playing in front of their home crowd, and boy, do they need this one.
No doubt about it, and it's not going to be easy because of Peyton Manning, one of the best regular season, heck, all-around quarterbacks in the history of the NFL, maybe the best regular season quarterback in the history of the NFL. This guy's darn good, and Justin Tuck knows he does some very special things that really separates him from the rest of the quarterbacks that are out there.
I think he sees the field better than anybody I've played against. I've seen so many times where, he's just play on the tape where the cornerback looked down in his damn his playlist, and he saw that and just snapped the ball, and wide receiver ran by the cornerback and had a big play. A lot of people don't see that. I've seen where, when a D-line tries to sub, he gets him up the line, has the ball, and has a free play. I mean, you don't see that a lot, or you don't see people in tune to the little things in the game like he is. And obviously everyone knows how great he is, and, having the talent that he has around him, he's going to be very tough to stop.
And, Paul, last year at this time, people were wondering how Peyton Manning would come back from that neck injury. Would he ever be the same? He is. Still really good.
Yeah, 7 touchdown passes last weekend against the Ravens, one of only 6 players in NFL history to do such a thing. There's no sense in trying to confuse him. It's not going to happen, John. Simply put, you've got to get him off his mark when he's in the pocket, and you have to try to stay with his targets as long as possible. As one of the Giants' defensive backs told me this week, when you leave somebody open, Peyton Manning will find him. It's just that simple.
And here's the scary part. He's got a lot of weapons that he trusts, so he can go to anybody. Go down the list. Demaryius Thomas, Eric Decker, Julius Thomas steps up last week. And, of course, their new addition, Wes Welker, coming over from the Patriots, a slot receiver, a key to that Broncos offense. And defensive coordinator Perry Fuel knows he is a lot to handle.
We personally believe this, that Wes doesn't have a whole lot of bad games. he's been a pretty good receiver and been pretty consistent, for the last, about 8 years or so. I know he's a 10-year vet. And so, you can try to take him out and be physical with him, but he finds a way to win. And he has his quarterback that he played with in New England. He was very motivated, and he expected him to win. I'm sure Peyton expects him to win in matchups also. So that combination of them daring you to win, we just have to do a great job of competing. Your question about the mindset, you got to take that mindset and compete with these guys every single down. You cannot take one play off, we have to go in with that part of it. Yes, you must be physical. Yet you can't show them the same things over and over and over. But you have to take that physical mentality and that mindset into the game and compete and challenge them on every single down.
Paul, pick your poison here. You got Wes Welker, the two of the wide receivers, and then Julius Thomas with his Dan Connor injury. That could be a mismatch for the Giants. they got a lot of things to look out for in this game.
Well, they really do, John, and if that's not enough of a problem, if you overload against the pass, and you'll remember 3 years ago when the Giants played the Colts and Peyton Manning, they decided to go with only two active defensive tackles, and they played sub-package the entire night. So what did Manning do? He only threw 26 times.
They ran the ball right down the Giants' throats.
For only like 260 yards and three touchdowns, but the Colts ran for 160. Adai ran for like 90 on his own, and quite frankly, it was an ugly night for the Giants' defense. So if you overplay the pass, you will pay the price. Even though the Broncos' three-headed rushing attack is not very vaunted right now, it's the kind of thing where Peyton will definitely find the proper way to attack you.
And I want to go back to something you mentioned before about slowing down the offense, and that's getting to Peyton Manning. Here's the problem. Their offensive line is darn good. One of the best left tackles in football in Ryan Clady.
Yes.
These guys are formidable. They have a nice big wall in front of Peyton Manning.
Yeah, John, and you know, that's one of the reasons why Jason Pierre-Paul, who played 50 snaps against Dallas last weekend, really needs to shake off that rust in a hurry, because they're going to need his pressure against Peyton.
And his quote, "Those were terrible snaps, not happy with the way he played in that game." Now, the Broncos, they have a formidable pass rush of their own, despite the fact they lost Dubervil last year and Von Miller is suspended. Offensive coordinator Kevin Gilbride is impressed not only with the pass rush, but with the secondary as well.
You've got some athletes that can run. And you look at the guys like Torrey Smith weren't running away from him, who have phenomenal speed. So that was impressive for me. A little bit unnerving to see how well they ran. But it's also part of the package. I think the fact that they were able to generate the pressure on the quarterback and cause him to maybe be not quite as comfortable in the pocket as he probably was the year before, I think that was all part of it. They really did a nice job with their blitz package.
And, Paul, maybe it's not the individuals, though Sean Phillips coming over from San Diego did have 2.5 sacks last week, but it's the scheme. These guys will confuse the offensive line. And last week, Eli Manning got knocked around an awful lot from guys that aren't really all that wanted.
Well, John, let's not forget John Fox is the head coach over in Denver, a very, very good defensive-minded coach. And let's face it, even in Carolina when they had some bad times, he knew how to scheme people. And so they've had some extra time to prepare for the Giants. The Ravens and Broncos played several days earlier on Thursday Night Football in Week 1. Tom Coughlin himself even mentioned the fact that there's no doubt Denver's had more film prep for us than we have had for them. That can bode very, very dangerous for guys like Manning and Fox, who have had a good chance to look at Big Blue.
Now, we talked about the Giant injury report. The big injury for the Broncos is Champ Bailey. He's not going to play, but he didn't play last week either. And that Broncos secondary locked down a pretty athletic and fast Baltimore Raven receiver corps. Wide receiver Victor Cruz knows it's going to be a challenge this week for the Giants.
It's a lot of opportunities for us. We like when guys play bump and run, play a little bit of man coverage, as well as some zone. But we like the challenges. We like facing any defense. And they present some challenges for us and having some one-on-one opportunities. And we want to be able to exploit that.
Paul, not a lot of names in that secondary, but a lot of young guys that can run and have some size.
Well, you would think that the one veteran, Rogers Cromartie, because of his size, will probably try to match up against Akiem Nicks. At least I would think so.
It makes sense.
But I will tell you this. If I am Eli Manning right now, I'm looking for any time that Randall and Carter are matched up on the field in a one-on-one, because it would seem to me that Randall, who had 100 yards worth of pass catches against the Cowboys, would be a very sizable and healthy mismatch for the Giants to throw to.
And it should be a lot of fun. Paul, enjoy the game on Sunday, my friend.
Okay, Giant.
And everyone, thanks for joining us on today's edition of the Preview Report right here on Giants.com. It's all brought to you by New Era. I'm John Schmuck for Paul Dottino. We'll see you next time right here on Giants.com. Enjoy the game on Sunday, everybody.